Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
I came to dance. I hit the floor, cause that's my plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me some space for both my hands. You, cause it goes on and on and on.
Cause I move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the folk came here to do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, 'cause it goes on and on and on.
Tayo Cruz on 105.7 CFW. Have you heard of the singer Loomis? Well, she had a little gaffe here last week. She was singing the national anthem at a third-party candidate debate that happened last Wednesday. Ended up messing up the national anthem and decided to say the F-bomb twice. Oops, I effed it up, she said twice. She asked to redo it, but then realized she was on live national television.
Everything, always wanting more. He leave you longing for.
95.7 CFW. Remember this one? Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Turn.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budget. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
CFW.
And if the lights are all out, I'll
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Well, to say there's a buzz about Oasis right now would be the understatement of the year. Tickets went on sale for the select dates in their 2025 North American tour, and they're all sold out. Every one of the tour stops. Closest one to us would be Soldier Field, Chicago on August 28th, and that one obviously sold out as well. Sorry. Maybe they'll add more shows, or maybe not. Time will tell. Here's Wonderwall on CFW.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I naughty not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
We can build this dream.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me, let's delay our misery. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. I'll be gone. Tomorrow comes to take me away. I wish that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Hey, so it is also National Chocolate Day today. Perfect timing on that. You can consume all the Halloween candy before Halloween and just buy more, right? Hey, so let me ask you a question. How old is too old for kids to go trick-or-treating? Well, according to a new poll, 5,000 Americans answered that question, and the most common answer was 16 or older. 43% of people said somewhere between 13 and 16. My 14-year-old daughter, she said she's way too old to go trick-or-treating. Yes.
About. Watching some good. So slashed and torn.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work, download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Two Jackson County healthcare organizations have announced a merger. According to a press release, Black River Memorial Hospital and Crone Clinic will combine and become Black River Health. The merger is scheduled to be finalized on December 30th. In the press release, officials from the healthcare organizations referenced the growing healthcare challenges facing the Chippewa Valley, especially with the loss of two hospitals and a number of clinics earlier this year. They say the merger will allow them to better serve the community. All eyes are on Wisconsin with the election about a week away. Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, and their running mates Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance are hosting campaign events in the tightly contested state this week. On Wednesday, Vice President Harris is scheduled to visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison for a Get Out the Vote rally. Also on Wednesday, former President Trump will host a rally in Green Bay with former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Trump will also speak in Milwaukee on Friday. A new health clinic has opened in Lake Alley. Althea Medical Group officials say their new clinic has been 2 years in the making and opens at a critical time for healthcare access in the Chippewa Valley. The clinic will offer primary care and traditional and functional medicine for kids and adults. They will also have membership options available for residents. A number of healthcare clinics have opened across the region in recent months as healthcare providers continue to fill in the gaps left behind by the HSHS hospital closures. A new organization called Tandem has announced its official launch following the merger of two Eau Claire organizations. The new organization includes Eau Claire Treehouse and Eau Claire Restorative Justice, which merged earlier this year in an effort to expand their services in the region. The Tandem organization aims to support young people in the area through support groups, restorative justice, and mentorship. A fundraiser to celebrate the merger and raise money for those issues will be held on November 16th, with tickets available online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps falling from the 60s in the morning, 50s through the afternoon, and 40s by night. It's 69 degrees right now.
CFW.
You don't have to be fresh to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my whole world. I'm not particular size. Look at me, I'm red. I just want your head to time your kiss.
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. You know, there's something we love about the Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire in particular. Did you know that Eau Claire was ranked the number one city in Wisconsin for disc golf? Yeah, enthusiasts flock to Eau Claire thanks to a great disc golf scene. I've never played it, but I think I probably should.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take up this bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, babe?
I'm bringing sexy back.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.